Friday night in week two in the home opener from Knight City and West Olmsted gets away in a convincing fashion in their first ever meeting with John Adams by a final score of 49-0. The Knights would open up their scoring with 8:57 to play in the first quarter. A 60-yard touchdown return on a punt return by Reed Hawksworth, and really that's going to set the tone for the rest of the half as West Olmsted would add on another score with 6:02 to play in the first. This time would be a 46-yard touchdown pass by Braden Parsons to Coy Beachy, his second touchdown grab of the season. And the Knights led at 14-0. They would add on two more scores in the first quarter. Another touchdown pass by Parsons. This time will hook up on a 50-yard touchdown connection with Reed Hawksworth. And the Knights led at 21-0, followed by a score of 2:57 to play in that first quarter. This time a pass by Parsons would connect with Matt Kraft, a 34-yard touchdown pass. And the Knights led at 28-0 after one and never looked back from there. Adding on two more scores in the second quarter, both touchdown passes by Parsons to Rhett Cheney. He would connect with Cheney on an 11-yard touchdown pass, followed by a 15-yard touchdown pass to Cheney to close out that first half scoring. This time, Cheney, a great leaping grab over the defender as he mossed the defender to make that grab. And the West Olmsted had a big 42-0 lead at halftime. One more score came with 10:43 to play in the third. Silas Baker, the sophomore tailback, would come in, and he would get a 62-yard touchdown scamper. And West Olmsted goes on to get the win, 49-0 over John Adams. For West Olmsted, they would finish up for the game with 183 yards to the ground and also 172 yards through the air, 355 yards in all of offense, including five touchdown passes by Braden Parsons. The Knights will improve the record now to 1-1 of the year, and for John Adams, they'll drop their record to 1-1 for the Rebels. Again, the final score from Knight Stadium in week two is West Holmes 49 and John Adams nothing. Reporting for WKLN Sports, I'm Matt Croy.